Hello and welcome, everybody. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. I'm Badia Ronaldo. The kidnapping ordeal for Libya's prime minister is over. Ali Zeidan has been released following a brief abduction by a group of former rebels. Some reports suggest that Zeidan was freed after Libyan forces intervened. Rather, they reportedly exchanged fire with the captors. The premier was kidnapped from a hotel in downtown Tripoli early on Thursday. The ex-rebel group known as the Operation Cell of Revolutionaries claim responsibility for the seizure. The abduction came a few days after American commandos kidnapped the Libyan national Abu Anas al-Libi for alleged involvement in the bombing of U.S. embassies in East Africa 15 years ago. The Libyan government came under fire from critics after Prime Minister Ali Zeidan described the abduction as an incident which will not affect ties between Tripoli and Washington. Well, joining us now is freelance journalist Johnny Miller, who's with us from London. Johnny, I know that you're quite familiar with post-Gaddafi Libya. Let's start off with the security situation there at the moment. First, this high-level kidnapping, and then a crisis, the crisis of this high-level kidnapping, and then a crisscross of blames and reasons coming from every direction as to why and how this happened. What are your thoughts on today's developments?
Well, it's a very strange story that's come out this morning, but then again, this is the new Libya. So it's the kind of thing that, quite frankly, we would expect. We don't know the full facts of what happened this morning yet, but apparently the armed group was affiliated with the government. They said that they were acting on behalf of the chief prosecutor's office. The chief prosecutor's office has then come out and denied that. So we don't quite know yet why this group kidnapped him. But as you alluded to in your intro, many suspect that they were doing it in protest of recent government actions, in particular the idea that the Libyan government allowed the American special forces to come in and launch this operation on their soil to capture this alleged al-Qaeda leader. Some say that the Libyan government is doing similar things to what the Pakistani government sometimes do, in that they'll work with the American military behind closed doors, but in public they will criticize the Americans. So you don't quite know why they've done it yet. He's been released now, but what this story really highlights is just how chaotic Libya is at the moment. I've been back a couple of times since the fall of Gaddafi, and it really is close to being a failed state. I mean, you have the situation where the government is very, very weak. You have the streets ruled by militias affiliated with the government, but also acting unilaterally by themselves. You have the east of the country around Benghazi, which the government has no control over whatsoever and is ruled by other armed groups. You have the Americans launching special forces raids on alleged terrorists in the country. And now we still have the situation where militias, armed groups, are in control of most of the oil refineries of the country. The government wants the control of these oil refineries, but the militia has taken control of them. So you've almost got a failed state here, and Libya is very much in chaos.
Thank you very much. Freelance journalist joining us from London, Johnny Miller.